This chazar zeichen shabach chazar shag v'mi yom sechas chulun daf ayin hey. The Gemara quoted the brayse that says if a ben bekua grew up and walked through a stream of water, it becomes mukhshir for tumah. If then went into a cemetery, it becomes tamei. Although live animals can't become tamei, but since the ben bekua doesn't nishchit, it's considered to be food, not a live animal. Who is the tanah of this brayse? Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yosef Glila of a brayse. The brayse says Shimon ben Elazar name Rabbi Yosef Glila says a ben bekua can become tamei as food as long as it becomes mukhshir. The Chacham say it cannot become tamei as food because it's a live thing. Live animals can't become tamei as food. Rabbi Yechanan follows his view of elsewhere, where he says Rabbi Yosef Glida and Beis Shammai say the same thing. Rabbi Yosef Glida is the ruling we just said. Beis Shammai is in a Mishnah where they say that fish can become tummy as food as soon as they're caught. Beis Hillel say only once they die. Rabbi Kiva says once they're unable to live, which Rabbi Yechanan explains to mean that once they're jumping at the end of their life and will surely die, even though they're not dead yet, at that point they become tummy. Rav Chista asked, according to Rabbi Akiva, if a fish becomes a treifa, could it become tummy as food at that point? Even according to the view that says that an animal that's a treifa can live, that may be true for an animal which is stronger, but a fish that's not as strong and therefore may be considered unable to live when it became a treifa, maybe it's considered dead already. Even according to the view that an animal that's a treifa is considered to be dead, maybe that's only for an animal which is subject to shechita, but fish are not subject to shechita, and therefore maybe we can say that the laws of treifa don't affect it at all. So how do we look at this? What's halacha? Teiku b'leipta shayla. Zochtig mar right of behemah miscarried. Rabbi Yochanan says that chaylev has the status of chaylev of a behemah and therefore usher with karis. Shlokh says chaylev has the status of chaylev of a chaya, which would be usher as nevela, but not as chaylev with karis. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's like chaylev of a behemah because it's coming out into the world and makes this fetus have the status of a behemah. Shlokh said only a full term behemah fetus gets the status of a behemah, and therefore this miscarried fetus gets the status of a chaya. Others say if it's not a full term fetus, everyone would agree it does not get the status of a behemah. Now Chalekah says when one stuck his hand into the womb and took a piece of the chaylev of a full term live fetus and ate it. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan says it's like chaylev of a behemah because it's full term fetus. Shlokh says it's like chaylev of a chaya because it needs full term and to be born in order to get the status of a behemah. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, a brayse darshan the pasuk to teach that if a pregnant carbon is offered, the fats and kidneys of the fetus do not need to be offered on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan asks, according to me, this makes sense because it makes sense that a pasuk is needed to exclude this because once it's a full term, it has the status of a behemah. However, according to you, why do we need a pasuk to teach that we don't need to offer these fats? And if tomorrow Reish Lakish said, the pasuk is the basis for my view that the fats of a fetus are not considered to be chelav of a behemah. Others say Reish Lakish asked from this brayse on Rabbi Yochanan and said, according to me, it makes sense why these fats are not offered. According to you, why? Why does the pasuk say that they should not be offered? Rabbi Yochanan answered, because the chelev of a fetus is similar in concept to an animal which can't be offered until it's 8 days old. Although it's a behemah, it's not yet ready to be offered as a carbon. So Rav Ami said, if someone shechts a treifa and finds a live full-term fetus inside it, according to Rav Meir, who holds that when one finds a live full-term fetus inside a healthy animal that was shechted, the fetus requires its own shechita. In this case, the fetus of the treifa can have its own shechita and become mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, who holds that when one finds a live full-term fetus inside a healthy animal that was shechted, the fetus does not require its own shechita. In this case, the fetus of a treifa will be usher even if it gets its own shechita. Rava said, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fetus of the treifa would become mutter with its own shechita, because a full-term fetus is considered to have four simonim, two of its mother, two of its own, and can become mutter with the shechita of either set of simonim. Rav Chista said, if someone shechts the treifa and finds a live full-term fetus inside it, the fetus would require its own shechita and would be chayev in zroy l'chayam v'akeva. The parts have to be given to a kohen from any animal that shechted. And if it dies without shechita, it does not become tamei as an nevela. Rabbi asked Rav Chista, by saying it needs its own shechita and would become mutter, you're following the view of Rav Meir. However, by saying that if it dies without shechita, it would not become tamei as a nevela, you're following the view of the Rabbanon. Rav Chista said, you can ask the same question on a braisa taught by Rav Chia, which says, if someone shechts a treif and finds a live full-term fetus inside, the fetus would require its own shechita and would be chayim zroy chayim v'akeva. Now, if it dies, though, without shechita, it does not become tamei as a nevela. You can ask the same question. Rabbi said, no, the Bryce's last part is talking about where one found the fetus dead, in which case Rabbi Meir would agree that the mother's shechita prevents it from becoming tamei as a nevela. However, your statement was where it was found alive and later died. Rav Chista said, "Now my ruling is not difficult because the entire ruling follows the view of the Rabbanon, who hold that a full-term fetus is considered to have four simanim, two of its mother, two of its own, and can become mutter with the shechita of either set of simanim." Rav Asi heard Rav Zeir repeat this ruling to Rav Chista and told him, "You're correct in the ruling; it's not contradictory, like we said." And Rav Yochanan said this as well. Rav Zeir asked, "Do you mean to say that Reish Lakish did not agree with him?" He said, "Reish Lakish would remain quiet for some time after hearing something from Rav Yochanan before stating his disagreement. And I left Meis Medrash during this quiet period, so I don't know if he ultimately disagreed or not." Mishnah instead of Shimon Shizui Oimer Afilu Vechulu. In fact, Rav Shimon seems to be saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. Rav Kahana said the difference between them would be where the Ben Pekua put its hooves on the ground. The Tanakhama holds that one that walks on the ground would need shechita as a gzeira. Rav Shimon holds that it does not. Rav Shashia said, according to the view that we're concerned for the father's contribution to the offspring, if a father who is a ben pekua produced offspring with a regular female, the offspring has no way to become mutter. It's considered to have one simen that's already been shechted, and therefore, based on its father being a ben pekua. Abaya said, everyone agrees that a ben pekua, which also mutated in that it was born without split hooves, although it's a kosher animal, born to a kosher animal, but everyone would agree it would be mutter even without shechita. The reason is that it's a unique animal and will not cause people to forget that the reason it doesn't need shechita is because it's a ben pekua. Others say that Abaya said, everyone would agree that a ben pekua, which was mutated in that it was born without split hooves and whose mother was also mutated in this way, although it's a kosher animal, wasn't a kosher animal, would be mutter without shechita. The reason is it's a doubly unique animal and it will not cause people to forget that the reason it doesn't need shechita is because it's a ben pekua. The Iri in the name of Chanina said, we pass on like Rav Shimon Shazuri, and Rav Shimon Shazuri would permit all future generations of Ben Pekua that made it with the Bas Pekua to be eaten without Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Ben Pekua is mutter without Shechita, but its offspring is also without Shechita. The Mark continues, Adva Bar Chavu had a Ben Pekua that was attacked by a wolf and injured to the point that it cannot live. Rav Ashi told him, shech the Ben Pekua and eat it. Rav Adva asked him, Zeir in the name of Rav Chanina said, we pass on like Rav Shimon Shazuri, and Rav Shimon Shazuri would permit all future generations of Ben Pekua. And even Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon allowed the Ben Pekua itself to be eaten without Shechita. Rav Ashi said, Rabbi Yechanan meant that that's the view of Rav Shimon, but not the Rabbi Yechanan passing like Rav Shimon. Rav Adda asked, Ravin Bar Chanina in the name of Ula, in the name of Chanina, or Rabbi Chanina said, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri. And in fact, wherever Rav Shimon Shazuri is quoted in the Mishnah, halacha follows him. Rav Ashi said, I hold like Rabbi Yoinason, who said that the halacha only follows Rav Shimon Shazuri in his ruling regarding a very sick person. That if such a person tells people to write a get for his wife, they are to write it and give it to the wife, even though he never instructed them to give it. And in his ruling regarding Trumas Meiser of Demai, that if this became mixed up with the produce from which it was separated, even during the week, we may ask the seller if he had separated the meiser, and if he says that he did, we may rely on him so as not to make the entire mixture have the status of trumas meiser, but not in any other of his rulings.